celebration of the Passion of St. John the Baptist, we are reminded that as John had preceded Jesus in preaching and was his forerunner in birth, John was also his forerunner in being killed for testifying to the truth of God. In the confrontation and relationship of sorts between John and Herod, there's three things that I would like to highlight this morning, which, even though this event took place 2,000 years ago, is still very much relevant to our time and to our day. The first point is that it is significant to point out that John is essentially a martyr for defending and upholding the truth about God's plan for marriage. John had objected and protested the fact that Herod had taken his brother's wife to be his own, and therefore pointed out the illicit and unlawful nature of the marriage, and he was despised and loathed for defending what marriage is. See, John understood and knew well, as we continue to today, that marriage and the family is the essential building block of our society. If marriage and the family are healthy, so too will be society, and if marriage and the family are ill and sickly, then so too will society be ill and sickly. And for that reason, it really is that fundamental building block that is worth protecting and worth fighting for. And John understood this, and he was loathed for it, and he was ultimately persecuted, imprisoned, and killed for defending what marriage is. The second point is to say that Herod is a rather sad and pitiable character as we meet him in today's gospel. On the one hand, he respects John. He reveres him as a holy and righteous man. He is at the same time perplexed by his preaching, but he's unable to respond to the truth of what he hears from John. He likes it, he's intrigued, he wants to listen to it, but he's not able to make a change in his life to be able to conform it to the truth of what John is preaching, and therefore he's never able to effect change. And he stands in this continual position of being perplexed, yet intrigued and interested. And this is a reminder to us that the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ, it is something which requires sacrifice and leaving some things behind in order to embrace the truth of salvation that Jesus offers. And it's very sad in a way when somebody recognizes the goodness of that, but they're unable to make the life decision to conform their life to it and to move in that direction. And Herod is a perfect example of someone who, he hears it, he likes it, he's intrigued, but he's not able to make a decision to change his life. And this then is going to have tragic consequences, which takes us to the third and final point, where on the second point we said Herod was kind of sad and pitiable. But now sad and pitiable is going to become kind of pathetic in a way. Because what's going to happen with Herod is he is delighted at the dance of Herodias, his daughter, and he promises to give her anything, and then much to his regret, she requests the head of John the Baptist on the platter. Herod really does not want to kill John the Baptist, but he wants to pretend that he is a man of integrity who doesn't go back on his word. So in order to please his guests, in order to pretend that he is a man of truth and integrity, he would rather become a murderer and kill John than to go back on his word to do whatever Herodias' daughter asked him to do. And here then we can begin to see as well what happens when people compromise the truth, when they compromise integrity. They ultimately wind up putting themselves in an awful position, of which the consequences in this case go so far as to make of Herod a murderer by beheading John the Baptist. And this too then is a reminder for us that our lives are called to be integral, not merely in the appearance of what other people think of us, but a true integrity that comes from living in the truth and that comes from living in consonance with the law of God. And once that gets compromised, then any number of possibilities of what people can be capable of can sadly come to the forefront. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this memorial of the beheading of John the Baptist, now let us put pray today in a special way for marriage and family life, that we would always hold fast to God's plan for the designs of marriage and its importance for a healthy society. And let us ask God that we too in our own lives would always have the courage and perseverance to respond fully to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we would never compromise our integrity by deviating from that truth that he has revealed to us. Amen.